This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Kevin, I'm terrified.
What's happening with your Netflix?
I got an email that said that it had been changed and that somebody from Indonesia was watching my Netflix. Nobody in my family's gone to Indonesia recently.
Okay.
I had one friend that did have the account. He forgot the login, so he's not using it anymore.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on here. This is a little terrifying though. So I'll continue to work with Netflix, I guess, to figure it out. 877-881-1053. Let me know. By the way, it's telling me now that it doesn't even recognize my email address. So it's like this account doesn't even exist anymore.
No.
Which means I got to figure out which freaking card I have this on I can cancel it. Like, I don't even know what card.
Would it be the weirdest thing ever if they also changed the card to their card? Yeah, they're like, I just really wanted this account.
We love this account so much. Yeah, it was weird because the account, the profiles are all gone except for one, and it's like a clown face. I'm like, man, somebody's really messing with me here. So, good job.
I'm sorry, Corey.
Good luck to us. Hopefully, they don't have my credit card number. You know what? We'll see. All right, guys. Now let's get to the most important things of the day. First off,
how nice I am on the fan tech.
You know what, Kevin? A lot of times people try to draw Kevin off sides on the fan text, and a lot of times it works. What I told Kevin a long time ago, and what I think he's done better at is don't even worry about it. And sometimes it's best to just move on.
Fair.
Sometimes it is fun to fire back, but watch out, man. People have gotten fired.
Yeah, man. We had somebody who's like, here's our address. I'll meet you in the parking lot to fight you.
Let's go.
That's a real thing that really happened at our station.
And you don't know how many times I've wanted to text back. You would never say that to my face.
True.
And there are plenty of people that I've met in public that have said, I'm the one that texted this in, and I didn't really mean it. I'm sorry. And we've had plenty of times where people have texted things in, and we've been like, hey man, are you like, you really feel that way? Or said something back and they're like, oh, I was just joking. And okay. I enjoy conversation. I enjoy the Tolos, man. Yeah. I love them. I also enjoy air conditioning.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, Corey. All right. We need to go back to your Netflix. Do you think it's because you gave away your wife's maiden name on the airwaves?
Well, this happened last night, I think.
Okay. So,
actually, it did happen last week, and I changed all my passwords, and then they got it again. So they must be really good.
Not cool.
Yeah, come on, people. Same thing happened to me. You need to call Netflix and tell them you were hacked to recover your account. That's the thing. They know I'm not calling. They know I hate calling and sitting on hold. So I'm probably just going to pay the $22 a month to not have an account.
No!
That's the only option.
You're right. That's what they're counting on. Because the most infuriating thing, people will tell you it's the automated message. I don't think it's that. I think it's specifically what the automated message tells you. Because there's been things with like my internet or whatever, and they're like, sorry on the InstaChat or whatever you want to call it. We can't help you with that. You need to call the number. Then you call the number, and then sometimes they'll be like, do you know on our website we have blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, screw you. I tried to do that, and you told me to call you here. So pick up the damn phone.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm good.
That is true.
Thank you, Corey. I'm sorry.
From the 954, at least you know you have listeners in Indonesia now.
That's a good point. Indonesia, Japan, England, we're building it up.
The only option is to just keep paying and not have the account.
No. Call. Hey.
Yo, how long it's going to take? It take 30 minutes or so.
Your wife's too busy. I don't think you have the trust in your children.
Hell no.
There's no way I would trust Brandon to stay in a firm line and be like, "That's fix it.
Fix this." What if Netflix did it? What if Netflix hacked itself and was like, yeah, let's get rid of this guy. We know he's not calling. He's not going to call and do this. We'll just collect his money and we don't have to give him the thing.
And everything we're doing on the show is irrelevant because we're all doomed.
We're all, I'll get to being doomed in just a moment, Kevin.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to.
Well, I want to. Washington Commanders team president Mark Klaus was talking about the potential new stadium at the site of RFK. The RFK site that was the old one. Because there is the
dad.
The renderings are awesome.
Yeah.
Like the renderings look really, really cool. No, we do not have a name for the dog yet. Nobody can decide. I did tell Adrian I will step in and be the decider against the children if she needs my support. And she said not yet. So she's still fighting with them.
Do you think dogs have barkuments?
Klaus said, we will be the only roofed facility of this side of the Mid-Atlantic. We are going to be able to host everything that's in the city on a national stage. They want to be able to host major events like Taylor Swift, the Final Four, and WrestleRama.
No, that's what
it says
that.
In the headline. It says WrestleRama.
Just real quick, though. That shows just what a juggernaut Taylor Swift is. That it would be like the Super Bowl, Taylor Swift. And you're like, that's the next biggest thing I can think of.
The Final Four. Yeah. No, it's they want it to be on that level. And again, that's actually, I think that's a positive for Dak. If he's going up to Washington, D.C. in December and January and playing in D.C. and he doesn't have to play in the cold,
yeah.
I think that's a positive for him. But I think all stadiums should have roofs. 877-881-1053. If you agree, all stadiums should have roofs. Kevin, do you agree?
Why are you, just real quick, why are you saying it like that?
What do you mean?
Isn't it roofs? You're saying it like hooves. Roofs.
Well, it is hoof and then hoove, right? So doesn't it change whenever it's plural?
Isn't it a hoof?
Doesn't it change whenever you've roofs? I don't know. It feels like the right way to say it today.
Okay.
877. Tomorrow? Could change. Who knows? Do you guys agree? Because I remember distinctly when AT&T was built, before it had a name, by the way. I was there and Dick Butkus. Dick Butkus.
Did you just say you distinctly remember? Distinctly like, remember. Hold on. It was
somebody I distinctly different. Remember Dick Butkus was standing where the bar comes out, you know? And I was walking by because I was covering, I believe it was one of those Tom Landry games.
Oh, yeah, the classic. Yeah.
And I was there covering it for Champion Sports Radio. And I was a sideline reporter. And I walked by and I was like, guys, Dick Butkus is standing right here. And they were like, I said, do y'all want me to interview him on air? And they said, well, not really. They were like, you should talk to him, though. Like, get a report. And I was like, all right, I'll get a report from him. And so I walked up and I was like, hey, Dick Butkus, how's it going?
Just real quick.
Because I always say the full name of people.
Yes. Hey, how's it going? Lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan. By the way, and I never thought we would have another tie-in for this. Dick Butkus was also one of the primary characters on the television show My Two Dads.
Of course he was.
He like ran the little soda shop next door or whatever.
Yeah, and wasn't he on that that show, California Dreams, or the basketball show, the team that the basketball, I can't remember.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Got a little bit of a, anyway, so I walk in over to him, I was like, hi, Dick Butkus, how's it going? And he, with the smell of vodka on his breath, he was like, oh, it's going great, man. And so we start chatting a little bit. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you think about this stadium? Not kidding. He said, I think it effing sucks.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, I'm sorry, what? And he was like, look, man, football should be played in the elements. And this is a dude who loved being in the mud and biting people at the bottom of a dog pile. Like, this is not a guy that's just like, oh, man, I really need a roof. Man,
this doesn't sound like the best story for Dick Butkus.
But he was awesome to talk to. It was just this one moment. So he was saying he didn't like the roof of the stadium.
Okay.
He was like, this isn't my style. But now as we've started to see, like, SoFi Stadium is awesome.
Yeah.
SoFi Stadium, and that is one of those where, you know, wind comes through. It has a roof, kind of. AT&T is a really good stadium. Going to the ballpark is so much better at Globe Life now because of the roof.
It used to feel like if somebody invited you to that Sunday afternoon game, it was a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you're going to go to this 2 o'clock game because you have been a bad person.
I don't know a place. Maybe there is a place that the weather's just always perfect.
California.
But I feel like California, and even there at SoFi, they put a roof on it.
That's true.
So I feel like all stadiums from here on should be built with roofs.
Do you think it's just the economics that will prevent that from happening?
Because the owners don't want to pay. I mean, Josh Harris is paying a lot of money for this stadium.
True.
And he only asked, what, $500 million from the city? Which
feels like a lot, and it is. But that's like way lower than a lot of people.
The show was called Hang Time. That is it right there.
Okay.
It was a high school, Saved by the Bell kind of vibe.
I do not remember that show.
Where he was the head coach of a basketball team in Indiana. I'm pretty sure it was Indiana. I don't know.
Somebody just said that show was fire.
It was fire, dude. Just like the roof is on fire.
Stop saying a roof.
A U.S. defense firm just unveiled the first AI-controlled, unmanned fighter jet with insane capabilities that will change combat forever.
Pause.
I don't know if that was a pause moment, but
can we pause for it? It is a pause moment.
I listen to G-Bag for my whole life here.
Look.
I know what pause means.
They'll just talk over each other in interviews. I heard it.
Yeah.
All right. So look, it's like we've never seen a science fiction movie. If you want to build that robot that knows how to play soccer or throw a karate chop, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're building a war machine that you're like, I don't even need a person for this.
Fury is a high-performance multi-mission group 5 autonomous air vehicle. All right. It enabling trusted and collaborative autonomy for the high-end fight. Leveraging Lattice software, Fury is designed to accelerate the development, testing, and fielding of mission autonomy into operational reality for the warfighter, delivering an unfair advantage for unrivaled deterrence. Kevin?
Well, it's been a great run, humanity.
This is Palmer Luckey. He is the CEO of Anduril is the name of the company. They created this. All right, this is the company that created this, the private firm, private defense firm. This is Palmer Luckey on 60 Minutes.
It's a scary idea, but I mean, that's the world we live in. I'd say it's a lot scarier, for example, to imagine a weapon system that doesn't have any level of intelligence at all. There's no moral high ground to making a landmine that can't tell the difference between a school bus full of children and Russian armor. It's not a question between smart weapons and no weapons. It's a question between smart weapons.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And dumb weapons.
There are lots of people who go, oh, AI, I don't know. I don't trust it. It's going to go rogue.
I would say that it is something to be aware of. But in the grand scheme of things, things to be afraid of, there's things that I'm much more terrified of. And I'm a lot more worried about evil people with mediocre advances in technology than AI deciding that it's going to wipe us all out.
All right.
There's so much to dissect in everything you just said.
Go back to the very beginning. Like the first, I don't know, 6 seconds. Play what this guy said. The guy who's running the thing, this is what he said.
It's a scary idea, but I mean, that's the world we live in. I'd say
stop! The guy who's running the thing said, it's a scary idea. And then at the end, he goes, you know what's really scary to me? Evil people with mediocre technology. No.
Not the AI that I can't control.
That's fine.
Maybe if it decides to be self-aware.
You can take the most evil person who can reprogram the soccer robots, and I'll take my chances of that over the good willing person who was like, it's scary, but here's your fighter jet that doesn't need anybody. No!
From the 469, the rise of Ultron is coming to a city near you. So I watched the video on this, and they had drones that just fly over like trucks and then explode. You know, it explodes above the truck and then the truck explodes. And basically what he's saying is, I trust the AI more. I trust the AI more to be developed enough to know what it's supposed to do. I do not trust AI that much. We are putting way too much trust in AI at this point. I feel like the wild, wild west of it all.
Yeah.
There has to, at some point, there's got to be a line where they go, you know what? We're not letting it go this far. But Kevin,
this is that line.
The goal, the idea of having fighter jets that are unmanned is good. Like that you do, I don't want to risk a life, honestly. Like that's,
sure.
If I can not risk a life, that would be amazing. That would be the best part of it all. But this is a little scary. From the 469, they made a movie about this. The plane decided to take out the targets against orders. No thanks.
Yeah, because
Sean Connor is going to be going to need to send his friend back in time. Who's going to help us save and become his father?
Man, this is a great point. And I know this is a movie. But we couldn't control Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
You think we're going to be able to control this? And again, I get it. It's a movie. Most fascinating part of that movie when they rebooted it is that we got bored with seeing dinosaurs, so they had to invent new dinosaurs.
Translation, you got to risk it to get the biscuit. And I'll be very honest about this.
Normally, I agree with that.
somebody is going to come up with this.
That's fair.
Somebody is going to eventually create this. This is a private firm, a U.S. defense private firm that has been contracted by the U.S. At some point, we see movies about this. That stuff leaks. That information gets to somebody else because there's a very valuable number that that people are willing to say, you know what, I'll sacrifice my job for the number that you're about to pay me for this information. And sometimes, who knows, that guy, he's like, hey, I'm afraid of evil people. What if he decides, you know what, I don't like the way they treated me, and after our contract's up, I'm going to somebody else, and now we're going to have the information. It's just too wild, the amount of power that this can create, because as we saw in Iron Man, if you can protect the world in that way, then you have a lot of leverage over the way the government does things.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people have their ideas for their own corporations that are like this, but are there corporations that just really draw their line in the sand that they're evil? Like in Batman movies and stuff, you'll be like, oh yeah, we have to go to the evil people auction.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do they have corporations when they're like, oh, you're evil though, right? That's right. But yeah. I will offer you 60% more than anybody. Ha 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 ha.
And is there an evil email address that everybody has to have, or do they just send it to your Hotmail? You know, and they're just like, hey, we know that you've been evil for a while because you use Hotmail. See, so
these are good questions.
Thank you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what are reasonable expectations for Cooper Flagg's rookie season? A shocking NBA statistic. And what are your picks for the rest of the playoffs? Next right here on The Fan.
The same goes back to Flagg. Flagg on the attack.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're probably going to move around to a couple of different things in this segment, but I want to start with this. What are reasonable expectations for Cooper Flagg's rookie season? Because I saw this before.
Well, I guess reasonably expect some people to actually say his name instead of the kid from Duke. Right. Like Jason Kidd keeps saying, so that's reasonable.
Yeah, and he was like, look, I don't want to get in trouble or anything like that. I understand that, but I want to go to Nick Friedell, who we had on our show last week, and basically the question was, is Cooper Flagg really that good?
Cooper Flagg is already one of those guys who, as far as building a team around, I mean, guys, that list, it's not 10 people long. And can he get to the level of the top-tier stars in the game? I think he can. I really do. And I think that when you have that and you have the trust in a player and how much he's going to be able to grow as he continues to work in his game, the Mavs just, they lucked out in the best possible way from a basketball standpoint, because this kid is that good and he's going to get better.
All right. He's already that good and he's going to get better. What does that look like from a statistical point of view? And by the way, John Hollinger going into the draft said, anybody who says he shouldn't go number one is an unserious goofball. I just really liked that phrasing. And then we go back to Rick Welts. If you were curious about like the impact, he talked about it and I forgot to bring it up last week. He said that the Mavericks have had 28 times more inbound calls for season tickets and 35 times more single and daily additions to the season ticket wait list after the draft lottery.
Really?
Also, 6 times more inbound sponsorship communications from brands and clients. So, like, remember when we went back, and this is still a valid point. Like, I remember Bobby in the morning show, they were talking about all of the sponsor money that the Mavericks lost as well. It would seem on the surface, because they lucked into this, they have the opportunity to get a lot of that back.
Mm-hmm. Lucked into it. I see where you did there.
I mean, look. I saw the story that you sent about Shaq. I'm a little bitter about that story.
Thanks a lot, Shaq.
Because David Stern, according to Shaq, said that he asked, where do you want to play, hot weather or cold weather? we're hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
Why not send him to the Mavericks? We had the worst record.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of bitter that we rigged it and we didn't rig it right.
He probably, he didn't add the line of hot weather near the beach, you know, or near Disney World. You know, he didn't say that. So maybe that was something he wanted to be around, okay, a Disney World or a Disneyland. And so where does he end up, Kevin? He ends up in Orlando and then LA, where both Disney World and Disneyland are.
All right, look, I'm not here to re-debate that because I already said I also think it was rigged.
It is good fortune that the Mavericks have this.
Yes.
And I think in that room where, that Nico was in, he was saying, looking around and saying, guys, just wait. We'll get fans back. We, like, anybody that's mad, we'll continue to get them back. And I think the buzz will be there for Cooper Flagg. And quite honestly, a team led by Anthony Davis, if he can stay healthy. I mean, Kyrie, if he can stay healthy.
Sure.
Most of the team is if you can stay healthy. And that's where we're jaded about it all. If you got this kid on the team. Now, people keep asking me to name my new dog Cooper or Flag.
Oh, Flag would be awesome.
And I'm like, I can't trust the Mavericks to actually make the pick yet. So I have to.
You can't keep your dog in this weird netherworld.
Yeah, he can't be in the hopper. You know, like, we can't do that. I got to go with something now. But I've seen the player and the desire to play the game, the kind of teammate he is. Those are all things that I look forward to.
Would you consider naming your dog Luca Flag? So you can, like, still hold on to some of the old times.
Well, Kevin, I have too many friends that have Lucas as their kid.
Oh, okay.
Choppy being one of them. He's my friend, I think. Mm. I love Choppy. I hope he considers me a friend. He invited us to the wedding, so I think that...
That's true.
We didn't go, but he invited us.
And he told us not to broadcast
it. And then my friend whose kid named Winnipeg the Winter Pigs. His name is Luca. So I'm going to say, I'm going to stay away from Luca.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, some of the feedback, I don't think it's unreasonable for him to be Rookie of the Year. I certainly agree with that.
Is he gonna handle the ball enough and score enough to do that? Because I feel like that will go to a point guard probably.
He'll not handle the ball enough, but here are the over unders for his rookie statistics. And you tell me what you think. Over under points per game, 16 rebounds a game, 6.5 assists per game, 3.5.
Those are good rookie numbers.
Yes. Those are very good quality rookie numbers. For sure. And then somebody brought this in. I'm afraid from the 817, I just don't want him to be like Christian Laettner. Obviously, Christian Laettner, he had some flashes, but he was a disappointment in the NBA. From the 682, I'm scared the Mavs will give him the Dennis Smith Jr. treatment and move on from him slowly, or move ahead with him slowly. And from the 469, he will lift the Las Vegas Mavericks to the championship. Obviously, I hope that is not the way that plays out.
I don't think they're moving. I just don't see it. Okay. For anybody that still believes that, I just don't see it.
How many people do you guys think will show up at the Mavs draft party? So in 2018, and I go back to this, 90% of our listeners were mad that the Mavericks got Luka.
We were there at that party.
And we went to the arena party. They had a separate party at the then-named Bomb Factory. They took Luka and Jalen Brunson. 1,200 people were there for that. How many people are going to be there for the Cooper?
For the number one overall pick? 1,200. I don't know how many people it'll fit.
We have to find a different venue, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Just like the Wings when Caitlin Clark's around. You got to find a different venue.
Good point.
But yeah, that's a huge, he's a huge draw.
Yes.
He is definitely a feather in the cap for a team trying to get their fan base back.
Now, obviously, we will dive into Stars Oilers a lot more tomorrow. But tonight is the opening game of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL playoffs. Do you guys have a vibe? Do you have a feel for how that's going to go? Or do you have a team that you're rooting for in that series?
In the NBA playoffs?
No, in the NHL.
Okay, in the... So Carolina, I was listening this morning to the dude from Edmonton on Sean and RJ's show.
And he thinks a whole lot of the Stars players need to get off their ass and do something.
Agreed. But he did say that Carolina was much like Dallas last year, where it didn't have that one guy.
Yeah.
And that's why they always lose, because they don't have a transcendent player. We talk about this in basketball a lot. Why was Kawhi really great in Toronto and the Bulls struggled against Kawhi's team? Because DeRozan couldn't overcome the way that that Kawhi could. He's a different player in the fourth quarter. And so the Stars now have a Miko, and Edmonton has a McDavid, a Draisaitl also. Like, they're a very good team. But Carolina doesn't have that. And while they are a very good team overall, they're kind of missing that. Florida's been a very, very good team for a reason. So I'm thinking Florida, although I would love Carolina to win so that Miko could have that storyline to go along with it.
Alex, you have a preference in the Eastern Conference Finals for the NFC.
I would pick the Florida Panthers selfishly because their social media team is awesome. I think some of the banter that we would get back and forth and some of the promo work and stuff, I just love having fun with it, not making it overly serious. But in a more serious manner, this one's really tough to call. Like, I kind of want the Panthers to win.
That you can see all the rats on the ice.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
Yeah, that's always a fun bid. And like, I just really like what they bring. But at the same time, Carolina, I really don't know. I don't want to pick this series because I think it's going to end in seven. I do think it's going to go the distance, but I would say the Panthers here today.
Okay.
I could probably change my mind in the next 15 minutes, but I think both teams are pretty evenly matched. I think they're both extremely talented, but I could see it going either way.
And their coach is pretty fun too. He's got some good quotes. He's a quotable guy.
I think I'll go.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
With the Panthers as well. On the NBA front, no particular investment here. Thunder Timberwolves starts tonight. Pacers Knicks tomorrow. Who y'all got or who you rooting for in these series?
Can I throw out the stat that I gave you this morning that
sure.
I did not know until this morning, that this is the first time since 96 that a Western Conference final is being played in neither Texas or California.
Oh, wow.
And that's...
Oh, bummer.
And that's... Yeah. I mean, either the Mavericks or somebody in or the, you know, Spurs or Houston, I guess. And then, you know, all the California right. teams. That's wild to me. I think that Oklahoma City's the better team. I think Anthony Edwards is a face that the NBA wants to be the face of the league, but I think that Oklahoma City is the better team overall. So Minnesota, second year in a row now, for yes. them to be in this
first
position.
First time ever they've made back-to-back Western Conference.
Yeah, for them to be in this position is awesome, and maybe they can use that to their advantage. I don't know if Anthony Edwards is in better shape than he was last year at this point. He looks at so far. But last year, the Mavericks gassed him. And so I think that Oklahoma City, too much talent on that team. And then at some point, Lou Dort's going to take somebody out. He's going to tackle somebody, right?
Other side?
I want Jalen Brunson to get his opportunity.
Even though the fans are trash?
The fan base.
The fans have been throwing trash and being rude.
Yeah, that's really. I love what Halliburton's done by inviting that fan that was thrown trash at to come to the Eastern Conference Finals. I like that. I think it's cool.
Because he had a Pacers jersey on.
Yeah.
That's why he got trash.
So people were like, throw trash at that guy. But I do. I'm pulling for Jalen Brunson, man.
Okay. Alec, what say you?
I would generally say anybody but the Thunder because I just can't stand that team. I do want the Wolves to win because I do want to see that kind of transition of the face of the NBA conversation because, frankly, one, I think Anthony Edwards is the right guy just in terms of his play style to be the face of the league. And two, I'm kind of tired of talking about it. I just want it to happen. I want it to be, okay, there's no more conversation. Anthony Edwards is the guy. We're going to expect him to do this thing pretty much every single year. He's going to be the legend killer, whatever you want to call him. I just want to get it behind us. But I do think they could win this thing. If they do, I'm going to say it's going to be the Wolves in six.
Okay.
Probably seven if they do win. But that's me being optimistic. On the flip side, I love Jalen Brunson. I love Tyrese Halliburton. I think the Knicks are better situated to win this series. And I hate it because Twitter is going to be an awful place to be if they do win this series. Basketball, social media in general is going to be a horrible place. But the league is going to love it. And I'm going to love it because I think JB deserves it.
This has already been a remarkable run for the NBA. So when the Celtics lost to the Knicks last week, it became the sixth straight NBA postseason in which the defending champs failed to go past the second round. Now, let's add one more thing on top of this, and this is crazy. So the Nuggets got bounced in Game 7 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. That means that the NBA is officially going to have seven different champions over a seven-year span. That has never happened in the NBA.
So it's more parity than it's ever been.
I mean, that you can make that argument. It goes back to the league goes back to 1946. This has never happened.
Do we like parity?
Ever. As long as my team gets a piece of it, that'd be nice.
I just like when with the NFL, they said we want more parity, and then you know the Patriots dominated for a long time, and now it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we really do like parity or if we like dynastic conversations.
See, that's a great question. I think the NBA would have liked it if Knicks Celtics was the Eastern Conference Finals and the Knicks won. I think they're just not pumped about parity that includes Oklahoma City and Indiana and like smaller markets.
Man,
like
Montana,
that.
What if they had a team, you know?
They would root against them for sure.
There's like eight people there.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Peggy, we are rolling. How are you?
I love to hear it. I am doing well also. Do you guys have any suggestions for Corey with his Netflix account? Because it appears as though it's getting worse by the minute.
Well, could you do you call customer service in this situation?
That's what the Tolos have told me I need to do. I hate calling customer service.
It's the worst.
I would rather just pay the 20 bucks a month and not have the service.
Then make a phone call?
Customer service. It's ridiculous.
Is it just customer service or is it phone calls in general? Because I know a lot of people that have just now there's a phobia to just calling.
Yeah,
I don't even want to call someone in place.
Well, they're going to put you in automation anyway.
Yeah, and then that could take an hour.
You sit for a while. Maybe they transfer you to somebody else who may have a better answer for you than you're sitting longer. Yeah. Like, I am anti that. Like, that is my wife.
You hit the right button, hit number one or number two, and it takes you to the right area.
But every once in a while, do you feel like they cut you off and you're like, I swear I picked the right button. And they're like, your phone call's over. Oh, yeah. You've been on there for 14 minutes, and you're like, oh my God.
Gets lost in translation from person to person.
Let me tell you what, the airlines have done a really cool thing. They will tell you, listen, you're going to be long in line. We'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
If you just do
that's the move.
I do like that.
They call you back. And then, you know, you don't have to wait around and listen to the music and all that stuff. You just, they'll call you back and then you kind of get your problem taken care of.
So they somebody took your account and then changed your email?
Your
bank card is still on there?
I don't know. I can't even access the account part of it. I can't get to the email. It says, Netflix says my email doesn't exist in their database anymore. So that's what I got to go figure out is what that's all about.
It's a serious breach.
Yeah, from the 910, have your wife call. It's probably a good idea. She's okay with that kind of stuff, you know?
Does she amp it up to the next level? Because I now...
She's very good at this.
I now have Jess, and then there's customer service or DirecTV Jess, because I heard her on the phone with her representative, and I was like, oh, dip.
Yeah, we might get free Netflix for a year.
My 86-year-old dad would love the job.
he wants to yell at people.
He will wear them out. To the point, I walked out in the front yard one time. I said, man, my father, this can't be me at 86 years old. Please don't let this be me.
Like, I can't even listen to this.
It was a butt chewing.
And he came out on top, didn't he?
Well, he got what he needed out of it. I'm like, I go, Dad, it was over $20, you know, something like that.
Sometimes you just got to make sure you get what's yours.
Exactly. It's a man of principles.
Yeah, and I will let my wife do that because she's strong-willed. And I appreciate that.
A little envious
of
that.
Yeah, I'll let her.
I gotta handle that in my household.
Well, we're a little concerned because we'll get back to that. We're a little concerned because Corey also gave out his wife's maiden name earlier in the show, and so we're worried that that has made the situation worse.
Yeah, that could be it. No. I don't know.
That's all the person in Indonesia needed. That was the last clue.
The maiden name.
The last clue they were waiting on.
Your mother's maiden name.
Thank you very much, Corey.
Yeah, that's it right there. They were listening and waiting.
Hopefully, they got a meter in Indonesia.
I did confirm that Mikey, the real Mike Bassick, is on the YouTube. So that is really
Mike. Yeah, but what's his guys? He's not just Mike Bassick.
No,
right?
It's the Sports Card Breakdown is his name. He's watching the show from YouTube.
How come he texted you and not me?
He's at Yankee Stadium because he bounces back and forth between us.
Mike volunteered to give me a jersey for that LSU night.
I'm very excited
about that. Nice. Thanks for doing it. Mike, I saw copy of it. I really appreciate
that. Looks great. He texted me this morning. He was spiking. He was like, I'm listening to that CY interview.
There you go.
Good on you, boys.
There you go. Give you a thumbs up for
it. No, I don't think he liked it. You never know.
Is Mike back to being basketball Mike with the number one pick?
Yes, he is back to being basketball Mike.
I got a wave of the hand from Corey and a yes from you.
He's back in on the Mavericks and he will watch again. I don't know if he's going to be
as diehard, stay up in the middle of the night on Real GM trying to make trades for the Mavericks that are never going to happen. But he said he's back in on the Mavs because of the Cooper Flag situation.
All right, nice to have you back, Mike.
What else do you guys want to talk about?
Did you see Boogie Cousins said Cooper Flag should not be the number one pick?
Dude.
There's another player he was trying to push to go number one.
Dylan Harper?
Awful
take. It wasn't even Harper.
It was trade for Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
No, he had another guy that thought he should go number one.
I don't know that I could actually trade the number one overall pick for Kevin Durant. Philadelphia at number three. Go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah, because that's the rumbling. Yeah.
Number one, though.
Ace Bailey. He said Ace Bailey should be the number one pick. He's the closest thing he's seen since Tracy McGrady.
Okay, well, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper were on the same team, and they finished below 500 and missed the tournament.
What happened?
That is crazy. That's crazy.
What happened?
So
two of the best players.
Great.
Not that good.
Have you guys been tracking the inmates that escaped from the New Orleans prison?
Yeah,
have they caught some of them yet?
No. Yeah, they've been catching them.
Have they?
Not all of them. There was actually
caught
some
three, right?
I think it's more now.
How many escaped?
There was 11. There was 11 escapees. It was kind of Shawshank
style. The video's pretty wild. Them just running out of there.
Did they pull a urinal out of the way to get through
the
wall?
And they wrote above the hole. They said, "Too easy, LOL." And they taunted the guards.
Too early. You need to live your life for a year and then send a letter.
Yeah.
And you're like, you've moved from there. All right. How many people would you want to break out with? Because 11 feels like a lot and people like to talk. I know you probably need some help, 2, 3, 4. 11, it worked for the casino heist. I get it.
Yeah.
But
the oceans.
People like to talk.
Yeah, I would say whatever the minimum number is that I need to actually escape. Because then it's every man for himself.
Well, thanks for that point, Eric. What is that number?
I think the core four. Like I would have to understand the blueprints. I can't just say based on. I have to know the prison. I have to know the landscape. I got to get the lay of the land for a couple of years.
What's the other
dudes
you're breaking out with?
Yeah.
Are they special in transportation? Or they
got, I would wonder, one of them knows how to.
I need one guy working in the kitchen, in various areas.
He got the knife or the spoon.
And just bring some snacks just in case.
Yeah, and then also you need to probably know, the snacks.
Trail mix.
Just in case snacks.
The guards, what's the timing in which they're going from place to place?
I've seen how this works, though. What you're doing, if you take all 11 out, you only tell two other ones what your real plan is. So they all go this way, and then you go this way with the other two.
I think you scatter, don't you?
And then you kill those two guys, and you're on your own with the money, with the booty. Right?
Is there a strength in numbers?
Yeah. Joker style.
Yeah.
There's a big advantage having the numbers, because they can't track everybody. And they don't have enough bloodhounds for a dozen guys. So I might try to push this a little bit more. I like Chief's strategy, though. I don't know who we can trust, but we're going for it.
Yeah. Serious question.
Maybe the whole place.
I need at least one guy whose family is south of the border, so we have a place to escape to. Mm-hmm. Maybe Cuba.
But then you have weak guy gets captured and he tells the whole plan because he gets captured.
That's the downside.
You go somewhere else.
That's why you tell him the wrong plan. Tell him the wrong plan.
Who do you know is going to you determined before you escaped it Choppy's going to get captured, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Bobby's going to get captured. Mm-hmm. So we don't
Choppy will talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they get captured, they're standing in the middle of the field, hands up, and telling everything that's going on.
Maybe give a little bit of information.
So I'm
brought us is in New Zealand.
Exactly. Yeah. They all talked about taking. There's a plane waiting for him on the other side of the hill over there.
Four out of the 10 have been captured. One was found because he went on Instagram Live. So that tells you what we're dealing with. I don't think you really want to reveal anything
prison
about
shorties.
Your plan. Other than
look at me.
I think the four out of the 10 that have been found have still been in New Orleans. So they didn't have the after prison
party place. Maybe you want to stay. I get it.
Got to have a good wheel, man.
Got to go down to the bayou. Get in the water and get out. Go somewhere.
You want to get with the swamp monsters?
No, leave your clothes. Leave your clothes in the mouths of one of those gators.
Find somebody with an airboat. Whatever, and get out of there. Head for Florida or Cuba or one of those areas. Stay in Louisiana.
I agree.
Definitely can't go on Instagram Live from your own bedroom or whatever.
I feel most of us can trust each other.
We need to do a power
break.
They
can't find you in those swamps. They probably can't find you down there.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, it is a shorter show. We'll cram 5 hours of content into 3.5. Rangers pregame in the Bronx coming up at 5:30. Jake Berger will join us at 2:40.
Roll
a hot stick.
I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.